We are on the Memma Mabe, so towards the top. We stopped probably three lines early, but I was getting the eyes, so I had to pull the plug a little early. The Gemara just finished talking about the machlokas we had between the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The question we had was what you are allowed to use to do with Peirus Shavius, or with how to use them. One opinion says you can only use them for things that are Biuro, Hanao Biuro Shavia. One opinion we had was anything that would be normal usage for a typical person. The Gemara brought down some examples of things that would be allowed to use. The Rabbanan, for example, would not let you use it for soaking flax, the wine from Peirus Shavius. You could use it to soak flax, you couldn't use it to launder your clothing. The reason why is because Hana, so Ubiuro are not Shavah in those cases. Biosi allowed it. He permitted those to be done. But he did not let you use it for things like a refuah. We call that the Gemara Melugma. The reason why is because those things were not Shavah L'chol Nefesh, or were not Shavah L'chol Adam. The Gemara now quotes Man Tana L'ha. Who is the author, Biosi or the Rabbanan, of the following teaching? Tana Rabbanan, La'achlev lo melugma, la'achlev lo lezilif, la'achlev lo la'asos mimena apik toizen. Which means, you can eat it, but you cannot use it for refuah. You can eat it, but you can't use it as a sprinkle or a spray, which according to Rashi was done to kind of like a perfume to make the house smell beautiful. You can eat it, and you can't make it some sort of a, what's the English word for when you vomit, make yourself vomit? What's the word? There's whatever the word is. I don't know the word is, but something that helps you vomit, helps you throw up. You can't use Peirus Shavius in part of an ingredient that would help you throw yourselves up. The reason why we mentioned earlier on, just to remind ourselves again, is these things are not Shavah L'chol Adam. Not every person would require those at any point in time. People who are, according to Rashi, who are in Nistinus, or someone who's sick, Chola, or Nistinus, are people who would require such behaviors of sprinkling the wine around, or making yourself vomit with it, or refuah, stam refuah. So it's like, come on, Rabbi Yossi. It must be like Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan, for the Rabbanan were the ones who said this opinion, they wouldn't have stopped it only lo melugma, lo lezilof, lo lasos, bimena apiktuizen. They would have even said, ha'ikonami mishra v'chusa. They would also throw it in there, you can't use it for soaking flax, and you can't use it for laundering. So it must be, this is the opinion of the Rabbanan. We gave other examples. The Rabbanan only gave melugma, I said the Rabbi Yossi only gave melugma and daf memon aleph. But the truth is, it would expand to other things as well that were not shav l'chol adam, like making yourself throw up with this ingredient. Or like using it as a spritz in your home to make it beautiful and smelling nicely in the home. That would be the same thing according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would be the author of this brisa. So that was all really from last time. New sugya today. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Shvius Mischaleles El Derech Mekach. Shvius does not transfer. Mischaleles over here is a little bit of a tricky word. When you talk about the word Mischaleles, usually it means that it exchanges. You take one away from one and you give it to the other. When you Mischaleles, let's say, when it comes to a hektish, I transfer kedusha from a hektish to the new item, but the old item of hektish is now free from kedusha. That's not the case at all when it comes to Peirus Shavius. The Gemara will explain it very soon. But what we're saying over here is that Shavius will not give over. It says the Rashi that the damim are not tofeses kedusha, that the damim do not contract the kedusha again, not instead of the Peirus Shavius. Those still have kedusha, but it doesn't share kedusha with the exchange of money el derech mekach, unless. Meaning it only will make the money that it was bought with become Kodesh, as opposed to, we'll see very soon, as opposed to Derech Chilul. Which means if you would say, I want to make this over here, this item over here, Kadosh, and exchange it for the item that was Kadosh beforehand, that will not work, it will not make the money. First of all, never will that Peirus Shavius become not Kodesh anyways, but the item that you're trying to quote-unquote transfer Kedusha onto will not become Kadosh. It only, according to opinion at least, of Rabbi Elazar, the money only becomes kadosh when it is used in a transaction, in a sale with Peirus Shavius. Only then, and only then, do we say that money will become kadosh. That's Rabbi Elazar. However, Rabbi Yochel Amar Bein Derech Mekach Bein Derech Chilo. Whether you make a sale, like you mentioned, you want to buy Peirus Shavius, then the money that you buy with them with will become kadosh and has the same status we mentioned, if you remember last time, a few times ago. It also has to be gotten rid of Bezman Biur, Bashas Biur. But not only that, but you could even do Derech Chilul. If you decide you want to transfer kedusha onto this money or onto something else in your home, your parish shvius, or your parish are not shvius, you want to make them parish shvius, that could work as well. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, I want to repeat, it does not make the first fruits no longer kadosh, but it now translates into the second fruits, wherever item it's going to be, becoming kadosh. We'll see actually what items it could be beyond the world of fruits as well. So what's the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan based on? My time is Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar hold you can only transfer when you make a purchase? Only that, not transfer. Only can the money will then become kadosh and not in a regular redemption, we'll call it for now. So the chsiv, it says, Bishnas HaYovel HaZos. And Rashi here points out, we assume Yovel and Shemitah are high nuhach, are one and the same. So describing Yovel, describing Shemitah, the sum of clay, the next word we add, the chisimkru memkar, it says when you'll make a sale. And therefore, this is the Gemara, derech, this is the Rulazar's opinion, derech mekach, lo derech chilo. When do we say that the rules of Yovel, Shemitah and Yovel are going to kick in? The chisimkru memkar. Only if a sale was taking place with those fruit items, would the kedusha then be transferred onto the money that it was sold for? Not transferred, I should say, but will attach itself to the money that it was sold for, and not chilul. That's why the pasuk says chisimkaru memkar, and not anything else about chilul at all. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Rabbi Yochanan, who says no, it could even be through as we mentioned derech mekach memkar, but even could be through chilul as well. What's the reason Rabbi Yochanan says it could even be through chilul, even with a decision of it just putting kedusha onto some other item that would also be effective? The chsiv, because it says ki yovel hi kodesh. That's the pasuk. Because it is Yovel, again, Yovel, we mentioned Yovel and Shemitah are one and the same. It is Yovel he, and then it calls it Kodesh. What's the constituent of calling it Kodesh? So, ma Kodesh, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilo. Just like Kodesh, meaning hektish. Whether you make a purchase, you can make the other item Kodesh now, or whether you stop redeem it, make the other item Kodesh now. So, av Shviyas, so too it's Shviyas, by Yovel, Shemitah, it calls it Kodesh, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilo. Again, I want to point out again that it's very important to realize it's not the same as hektish. Hektish, when you make one of them, when you make the new item now hektesh, the old item is now chulin. That is not the case with perush shvius. Perush shvius never lose their kedusha status, as Gemara will tell us very soon.
But just one second, didn't we?
Yes, excellent question. The bottom of the amud over here, we said I'll bake those perush bimachal. So there is an answer to that question. We'll see in a minute. But if you remember over there, what we're talking about, there it wasn't the perush. There was the money that you bought the perush with.
No, but how?
Because it's the money. Again, there's a difference between the... We'll see also Gemara as well, but the difference between the money... No, you mean the bottom of Mamam and Aleph. No, the bottom of the Talmud Tesman Aleph. Bottom of the Talmud, correct.
Yes.
So the Gemara there was describing that you can take money that became Kodesh because it was used to buy Shemitah, and that money I could now transfer onto a different item. But not the Peirush Shviyas themselves.
I bought from Amal Aretz Peirush Shviyas.
Yeah, so the Peirush Shviyas are Kadosh.
Are still Kadosh.
I have those. But I gave too much money. Remember, I gave too much money to that guy. So now that money I gave to him is more than three sudos. What do you do right now? So you say, the money that I paid him, I want to transfer something else. But you can never make the fruit transfer something else. Okay? The Gemara will actually, that's what I said now is Machlokas, but that Gemara, that man Amar, according to the Gemara, that's what Aleph, would hold that once you get to the next level, not the parents, but the next level, then you could transfer over with Chil, which is Gemara, Mem, Aleph, and Aleph. We'll see very soon. We'll suggest that possibility as a Machlokas, but we'll suggest that as well. Okay. We understand where each person is coming from. We don't know why each person doesn't like the other person's opinion, though. We don't know yet. I mean, I understand now the according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, because it says the word right after, it talks about Shemitah and Yovel, it talks about afterwards, Mechi Simkaru Memkar. It talks about Mechira, so we see over here that the rules of Kedusha Shviyas only apply when you bought with money this Perush Shviyas, and the money has that Kedusha attached to it. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, no, it even applies to Chilul, to Dostavka transferring without even purchasing, because it says the word Kodesh, Kovahi Kodesh, it calls Yovel Kodesh, Shemitah Kodesh. Like Hektesh, we have these rules. So, and one of the rules is you can transfer to something else without actually making a purchase. So to over here as well by Shemitah, a transfer will be able to be done, and not only do you need to sell. The Gemara again now is what does it do, as is often found in the Gemara. We've seen each person's opinion. We want to understand why each person like the other person's opinion. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, hi, is that a skipper now? I'm right, yeah? Rabbi Yochanan, hi, ki simkru memkar. My Abilei Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't have to be only Memkar, it could even be through Chilul, even through just a transfer or a designation on something else would work. Then it has, you understand the Pasuk. Why is the Pasuk saying Kisimkaru Memkar? Why is it highlighting Mechira? Next to the discussion of Shemitah and Yovel. Says the Gemara, Mibay Leilik Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina. He needs to use that pasuk. That pasuk is available for him to use because he used it the same way Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina used it. The time when the Brisa Rabbi Yossi Bar Bichanina. Bo Re'ei Kamakasha Avkasha Shvius. Look how serious even the Avak of Shvius is. Even the non-real Isser Shemitah, but a step removed from Isser. It smells like Isser Shemitah. Even look how serious that might even be in the end of the day. Why? Now, again, Rashi went out here, the Gemara actually, that we're quoting right now, in Kiddushin and Erechin, it has a very lengthy process it goes through. We only talk about the very end. Other nosim and nosim pay Rashi. It's a person who will end up becoming involved in selling and transactions, which you mentioned is not allowed, is Usr. Usr means Rabban only, not Midaraisa. Why is Usr Midaraban? We say last time you can't make these business deals. Because we're afraid if you do, people are going to start then keeping it for harboring in their property for long periods of time, and that means that in the end they'll have it pass them on viewer. So we make a din there abundant that you're not allowed to make any business dealings at all with Shemitah. It's what's called avak. It's called avak for that reason. It's not really a din deraisa. It's avak Shemitah. So the Gemara says over here, avak Shvius. Says the Gemara, if a person will end up being nosim perush Shvius, lisov down about 17 lines down from the top of the page, probably close to 18 if I just said that. Close. Okay. If you engage in shvius and shmita with transactions, l'sof mocheres metal to love as kelim. In the end, you're going to have to sell everything you got, your movable objects, your kelim, your vessels. It's all going to be sold very soon. Why? Because you engage in appropriate financial transactions, Hashem will throw right back at you. Needs, financial needs you're going to have beforehand. And what's the source? Our Gemara, our Pasuk, Shneimar, B'shas Yovel Hazos, Tashuvu Ish L'Chuzeso. At the time of Yovel, you'll go back to your property, and B'tzam Nechle, we have the juxtaposition, Smichus, we juxtapose that Pasuk with, V'chi Simkaru, Memkar La'Misecha. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the source of Rabbi Elazar, of V'chi Simkaru, Memkar La'Misecha, wasn't telling you that the only way transaction takes place is if a derech mekach memchar. It was telling you if you start to try to engage in appropriate behaviors of selling shemitah perush shvius, then in the end you're going to have to start selling everything that you have because you're going to be broke because Hashem is going to punish you. You'll punish your property with because you treat it inappropriately, and that's where it uses the pasuk v'chi simkru memchar. Not to teach you that you're able to transfer only derech memkar, but rather that if you sell them, you'll have to sell everything you have later on. That's Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Elazar's pasuk. Rabbi Elazar, who held only memkar and not chilul, so a high cross Rabbi Yochanan my avilei. How do you use the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan against the pasuk of Kodesh. It can seem to be compared shvius with kedusha. What do you do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, miboilei. Look at the Tanya, we need it for the following teaching. Ki Yovel hi Kodesh. It says it's Yovel, it's Kodesh. What does that mean? Ma Kodesh topet es damav. Just like, he's telling you the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, just like Yovel, Shemitah, that when you have this monetary transaction with a memkar, with a sale, then the money now contracts Kedusha. Ma Kodesh, just like Hekdesh. Just like Hekdesh. When you transfer Kedusha to something else, that something else is Topes is Damav, and now the monetary property you transfer it onto has Kedusha of Hekdesh on it right now. So Av Shvi is, so it's called Shvi is Kodesh, called Yovel Kodesh, that even Shvi as well, when you make this transaction and you sell Peiro Shvi is for money, so the money also, Topes is Damav, the money also now has that Kedusha attached. Why do you compare it to Kodesh? Not that it's like Kodesh and that you can be Mechalel, you do Chilul, like you can from Hekdesh to something else. You can just transfer it to something else. But it means that just like Kedusha, Hekdesh, when you make a deal, that other thing now can become Kodesh. So too, the Kedusha, Shvius, when you make a deal of Memkar, the money then becomes Kodesh as well. So now the Gemara over here has explained each person's opinion and why each person liked the other person's opinion. We're now going to quote Brisos that each one supports another person's opinion. We have support from Brisos, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, Tanakim, Rabbi Yochanan. We have teaching and support that is like Rabbi Elazar and a support that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanakim says Rabbi Elazar, the one who says Rabbi Elazar, who sell only Memkar, not Chilul, because it says in the Brisa, Shviyas, Tofeses, Dameh, so that Shemitah, the monetary, the money, is Tofeses, is grabbed with the Kedusha. Shemar, it says, Ki Yovel Hi, Kodesh Yelachem. It says Yovel he kodesh yelachem. The Yovel is kodesh, and the Gemara says, what does that pasuk mean? Not the way Rabbi Yochanan said it. The way Rabbi Lazar explained it. Ma kodesh tofes is dama v'aser ashris of esdameh v'asura. So that's what Rabbi Lazar explained that pasuk Rabbi Yochanan used. That it calls Yovel slash Shemitah kodesh like hekdesh. Not to tell the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. The Gemara says now in a second. Says the Gemara. E perhaps ma kodesh tofes dama v'yotzil chulin. Maybe you'll tell me what it means. The same way that Hekdesh, when the new item that comes instead of Hekdesh, in lieu of Hekdesh, becomes Kodesh, and the prior Hekdesh is Yotze L'chulin, now becomes mundane and no longer sacred. Maybe you'll tell me that's what it really meant to say, that so too Shemitah, what it meant was that the money you've now bought it for becomes Kodesh, and the Peirosh Shvi'is are Yotze L'chulin. It's not the case with Gemara Talmud Lomar, Tiyah, it should be. Means v'aviyasa tehei, that it will be in its state. It will be in its present state. Even once you make that change and you sell it, it doesn't go away. It still stays that same way. What happens though? Here's the chiddush kodesh shielachem, that this money that you, just like kedusha, when you make a transaction, the hektesh now becomes kodesh. Forget about the item that was originally kodesh. Ignore the part of the original item. But the new thing now becomes kodesh. So too by kedusha shvius, by peirush shvius, the new item also becomes kodesh. That's the din. So this is Gemara Haketa. Let me hear. How does it work exactly? Tell me this scenario. So here's the case. Luck of Perish Shvius Basar. Let's say you had Perish Shvius and you bartered for them. You gave the person meat and you in exchange were given Perish Shvius. So Elav Elav Mizbarin Bishvius, which means they both have to be consumed and they have dinim of Shas Biur, they have dinim of Kedusha, both the original fruit as well as the new found, the Basar that was bartered for it would also now have that status. Lokach b'basar dagim. If I would then sell, or I exchange, I make a bartering for the basar, I now get dagim for the basar. So now yatsa basar, the basar goes away from its kedusha, v'nichasu dagim. And now the dagim have the new kedusha. Now just going on, paying it forward. Lokach b'dagim yayin. If you sell now the fruit, the fish, and you now have wine, yatsa dagim, v'nichas yayin. Just to play it forward a little more. Lokach b'yayin b'shemen, b'yayin shemen. Now I sell the wine, I get oil, yatsa yayin, v'nichas shemen. So, what's the general rule that we have over here to explain how this works? This will be the opinion over here, ultimately, that will support Rabbi Elazar. As we said, achron, achron, nichnas, b'shvius, upire, upriatmo, usr. That each of the last thing, again, the original pre is usr, pre is shvius, the entire time through. But depending upon the last thing, the achron, achron, the last thing that you transacted, that one becomes the new kedusha instead of the prior one. But always, the payros will always have kedusha attached to them. So if you have A, you sell it originally to the item, and it's sold for A. And A, B, B, C, C, D, whatever, however you go, it's like all the Z. So Z is kodesh, A through Y are not kodesh, and the original fruits are kodesh still. That's how it works. What's the proof like Rabbi Elazar? Says the Gemara, midiktani lakach, lakach, when it says lakach, which means a transaction. You made a purchase, you bought it. So Alma, we see clearly, derech mekach in, why highlight lakach each time if not to teach me the only time that the transaction will actually go to the next item and will make that item kadosh is only when that item was transacted, the transaction took place as a lekach, as a derech mekach, and not a derech hilul, which would be a stam trying to redesignate the item, which doesn't work anyways, but just to without derech mekach, it would not make the other item kedusha. That's all Rabbi Tani can say to Rabbi Elazar.
The same way if it's not a
non-food item. No money, yeah, but, you know, a chair. Well, the Gemara later on, we'll talk about a case of a shirt. The Gemara and we'll see it works also. I mean, any item, once you barter it, it's this for that, then automatically the Kedusha goes on to that item.
It's linked to the same reason why Jewish Schmitty, you're supposed to, in certain shops, pay with credit cards, otherwise the coins you get back, you've got some level of Kodesh to them or something.
I never knew. I never knew.
That's what I was told by. When I
could be. I understand the point. I never knew. I never heard that in that chumra even.
I was told if I did the best.
Is that right? Yeah. You should use a credit card, not use cash, because then the cash. The truth is, it's on them really more than it's on you, but the cash then will have kedusha shvius on them. Interesting. Okay. Tanya comes to say to Rabbi Yochanan. That was our Rabbi Lazar. Have Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is one who said that both Derech Mekach and Derech Hilul will be effective ways to transfer the money onto something else. We have a teaching that's Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Echad Shvius, Echad Meiser Sheni. Mischalin al beheima chayev of bein chayin bein shchutin, which means that the both, whether it be shvius, whether it be meiser sheni, when if you want to transfer over that kedusha, the word mischalin, here's the keyword to Rashi. Mischalin implies it's not mechachu memkar, it's mischalin. You're gonna try to designate something else to bein instead. Again, when it comes to peiros shvius, the peiros itself are not going away, but you can effectively make something else kadosh also by mischalin al beheima. Chaya v'of, an animal, a wilder animal, a bird, bein chayin, bein shchutin, the very mayor. Mayor holds whether the animal is still living, whether the animal has been shechted already. Both of them would be effective ways if you're mischalal. Again, here's the point every Yochanan uses, mischalin, not lakach, not derech memkach, but mischalal. Derech chilul, it would be effective. That's what mayor says. The chavim argue, but not with the premise. They argue with just a detailed premise. The chavim omrim, al shchutin mischalin, al chayin e mischalin. They argue and they say only if the animal is slaughtered can you then transfer quote unquote the kedusha or make something else kadosh like the slaughtered animal. But if it's still living, you could not. Now again, the reason why we'll see in a minute, it's not to do with this. The point is that mischalin would be effective also. Now why do they argue about then? It says Gemara gzeira shema yigdal mehen adarim, that the gzeira is we're afraid that you're going to grow or raise flocks, other offspring that will come from these items. If they're still living. And therefore, says the Gemara over here, that everyone agrees that you can do a chilul. The question is, on what can you do a chilul? Would it be only on dead animals or even on living animals? Including Rabbi Meir and the Chum. But either way, they both hold that it can be mischal. The Gemara now is going to say, regardless of machlokas we have between Rabbi Meir and the Chumim, I want to elaborate on one thing. I'm Rav machlokas bizacharim. They only argue regarding male animals. Aval binikabos, but regarding a female animal, our greater fear was that you keep the female animals alive. They're really the offspring come really from them. And therefore, we're afraid that's really the gzera that we have. What's the problem of having offspring from them? Because if this thing becomes kodesh right now, what's going to happen? Their children also have sasa kedusha. And then Zman Bir is going to pass, and these animals are still running around and living. And you bring over the isra of having animals that are past Zman Bir that have kedusha shvita attached to them. Now, who is that attached to? It's really the female animals. Because the male animals usually don't keep to breed. You don't leave them alive to breed. The women you leave alive to breed. So therefore, the question is, are we gozer of Zecharim atun nekevos or not? Rabbi Meir says we're not gozer Zecharim atun nekevos. We had that lesson before, by the way. You remember that was? Gozer Zecharim atun nekevos?
Yeah, with the
excellent. The roach, the chetz, we had the arrowheads. Was the arrowhead a hollow? The arrowhead was sticking into another hollow shaft. That was a question we had before him. Where? Let me guess.
I remember the picture.
I'm guessing. I think it's a little. I thought it was a little later. Maybe you dalid on my base.
Yados.
No, yeah, that's right. Yad is there.
Yados? No.
You think it's your base? Could be your base.
I'm taking a stab in the dark.
Is that a pun on the word staff?
Excellent. Your base, my base. Excellent.
Lucky
excellent.
Guess.
Lucky very guess. Good. Okay. So we have again. We've seen right now. Even though we have machlokas and Rebbe and the Chumim, the machlokas they have is not about chilul. They all agree chilul will be effective. The question is, what will chilul be effective upon? But everyone agrees that chilul is a means to give kedusha from perishvius, or I guess like a candle, not from, but perishvius, as well as the thing that you're trying to mechal on is effective when you're trying to mechal on something else. That's where Meir and the Chum both agree that works. The question is, what kind of animals are you allowed to do it to? So now we have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lazar has his source. That was the word lakach, and Rabbi Yochanan has his source. That was the word mischalin al behema shchuta versus behema chaya and shchuta. But they all say mischalin. Now we have these both opinions. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, so now just a quick again recap we have right now. We have the machlokas and the Gemara. Regarding, and I want to reiterate one more time, that no one says the Peiros Shvi'is themselves lose their Kedusha when this happens. Question is, whether something else contracts Kedusha when this happens. According to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, only when there's a sale taking place will there then be another status of Kedusha, like Peiros Shvi'is like. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, even if it's Stam done Derech Chilul, that also will have this new item become also like Peiros Shvi'is. Now, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, now Rashi points out a very important thing. Rav Ashi over here says, we're going back to the machlokas that we have between Elazar and Yochanan, regarding of whether a chilul works also or only Mekach Memkar work. Amar Rav Ashi, Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is Dafka pre-Rishon. But pre-Sheni Divrei HaKol, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. Pre-Sheni means not the item itself, the next step from the item. When we had, in the case, we had the Peir Shvi'is for Basar. The Peir Shvi'is is called pre-Rishon, and the Basar is called pre-Sheni. According to the opinion of Rav Ashi, everyone agrees that Peirush Sheni, even Rabbi Elazar, would hold that a pre-Sheni, like the Basar, can be moved over another item through Chilul. They only argue about the pre-Rishon. By the pre-Rishon, by the original Peirush Shvi'is is what they argue about. Question? You understand what I said or no?
I mean, here in the Machlokes was on the pre-Rishon, that Rabbi Elazar says it could only be via the sale.
Correct. But once you move down to pre-Sheni, like the case of once you sell the Peirus for Basar, you barter it for Basar. Yeah. So now, even according to Rabbi Elazar, if I wanted them to say that Basar, I'm going to take that Basar, the Kedusha there, I want to be Mechal, something else, that would work. Remember you asked me about that Lama Tesla and Allah beforehand. The case that we had, when you bought Kedusha Shvius, now it's in the money. You can mentally designate Mechalel, and by the way, the second pre-Sheni, the way it works is, it actually leaves the pre-Sheni to something else. So you can make it leave completely, whether Derech Mekach or even Derech Chilul, is the way Rav Ashi says it. According to everyone, says Rav Ashi. They only argue about pre-Rishon. According to pre-Rishon, Rabbi Elazar says only Derech Mekach, and Rabbi Yochanan would hold even Derech Chilul. Gemara says, what? Are you kidding me? Can't be. Sorry, well, not can't be yet. That's a question. Why is that a question? Because even pre-Sheni, after you went from Basar to Dagim, you use Lakach. Dagim to Yayim, you use Lakach. Why keep on saying Lakach? Why don't you say Chilul? I don't need to be Lakach anymore, according to what you say right now, according to Ravashi. Why is the price going, and then you bought this, and you bought that, to say then you were Mechal on something else? You did Chilul. So, and that was the proof we gave last time, Dafka support Rabbi Elazar against Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Ashi says, no, that's not a kasha. I did the Tana Reisha Lakach, Tana Tana Seifa Lakach. I did, since we taught in the Reisha Lakach, we just kept it consistent. We want to be, you know, a parallel structure in the Brisa. We don't want to go from buying to be Mechala. We went from buying to buying to buying. But in Hakanami, it's true. In Hakanami, yes, it is true that even if you would have gotten past the pre-Sheni and went to a Chilul, that also would have been effective in the end. We just didn't go that route because we were busy. You know, we were working on the whole Lakach thing. We continued Lakach as we went on. Yeah, question? Okay. That's what we think, Ravashi. That's Ravashi's gesture. That's what we think makes sense. But now comes Ravina, and he's going to challenge Ravashi. He's going to change around Ravashi himself. He's even going to change around his Pesach. Esve Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Akasha to Ravashi. Misha Yeshlo Sela Shel Shvius. A person who's got monetary, a coin. And this coin, a sale of value, is Kedusha Shvius, which means at some point in the process, you bought Peir Shvius with this coin. And this is what the answer to Shvius' question. You wanted to buy a shirt with this Peirus, with this Sela Shel Shvius. Kesed Yasa, what do I do? What do I do right now? How do I take care of this? It says, Yelech Eitzel Chenvani HaRagil Etzel. Go to a Chenvani that you know well and that knows you well as well. We recently just Chenvani HaRagil. That was why we had it in Nivamos recently. Was that in the Mishnah Nivamos? The Chenvani HaRagil Etzel? Where do we have Chenvani HaRagil Etzel recently? Maybe not. Where do we have it recently? I had it like last week. Chenvani HaRagil Etzel? We didn't do it over here. Oh, I know where it is. Sorry. It's the Daf Yomi Avodah Zarah. Chenvani HaRagil Etzel. Yeah. Okay, anyways, last week. Arik? Because he's Ragil Etzel? Yeah, he'd be a good example. He'd be an example of this guy. You go to Arik. Who's a Chenvani HaRagil Etzel. And he's got great sales going on. If anyone wants to prepare stock sales, you go to the Chenvani who's Ragel Etzel, and you'll see why it's important he's Ragel, because you're asking him for a favor right now, and you didn't do your favor, so you go to the guy who you know. You go to Chenvani that you know. Again, you have this Sela Shel Shvius, it's Kadosh, and you want to buy a garment. Now, the garment's going to be a problem to buy. Why? Because at the end of the day, the garment's hopefully going to last you for a long period of time. And the Gemara says over here, if you look in the, again, and Rashi points out over here, you can't. You have to eat it in that period of time. It's Zman Biur, and the Chaluk usually is going to last you over for years. So you can't have it past Zman Biur if it has to ask Kedusha right now on it. So what am I going to do? How do I get this Kedusha off of this money so I can buy with regular money this shirt? And I only have this money. So you go to this Chenvani Ragel Etzel V'Amr Lo Tein Li B'Sela Perus. I'm going to buy with this seller from you fruit. V'Nosin Lo. And then you buy it. So now the money now becomes Chulin. And the fruit now becomes Kadosh. Right? V'Chozer V'Amr Lo. And then you go back to the Chenvani and say to him, listen, I have some fruit here. I want to gift it to you. Hare Perus Halalo Nesudim L'Chab Matana. I want to gift you this fruit. It's yours. If Hu Amar Lo, and he says back to you, you know what? You're such a nice guy. I'll give you a gift back also. Hey, lecha selazub matana. Here, take this selah as a gift. Now, where is the kedusha now? Kedusha right now is on the perus, right? Because he took the kedusha, the selah, which had kedusha shvi'is on it. You bought with it perus. Those perus that were not kedusha shvi'is beforehand now become kedusha shvi'is. The money now, because it wasn't the acharon, wasn't the last thing that you use in the process, becomes regular. You now got back from the chenvani. That's why he has to be regular etzel, because he's doing you a big favor. You now get back from the chenvani, your money back, and it's now chulin. And he gets that perus shvi'is, which he has to eat now kedusha. He has to eat with kedusha right now, the chenvani. It's annoying, but he did you a favor, mate. That's why he gets your business, because he's a good friend. V'hala lokech ben masha yirtza, and you get to go now and buy whatever you want. Which means you gotta go buy that shirt that you wanted, and your money you have is chulin. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Va'acha depri shenihu. But 1 second over here. I needed to go to a chenvani who was ragil etzli. Or I was ragil etzlo, I should say. But it's already pre sheni. How do I know the money's pre sheni? How do I know that?
Because it's in Pesela? The peros.
How do I know money is pre sheni? Because money doesn't grow on trees. Literally, and in our case, literally. It's not pre-shani, it's pre-shani, it doesn't grow on trees. This money was a pre-shani. And yet what happened here? I'm trying to chase my tail. How do I get rid of this item? What could I have just easily done? You could have thought I could have transferred it. But I couldn't, apparently. I had to find someone to do me a favor and sell with me this whole, you know, convoluted transaction to get rid of my what are you talking about? It's pre-shani. So what's the issue over here? Must be that not everyone agrees. Pre-sheni can work. Derech chilul. So we thought originally that Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar was pre-rishon, but everyone agrees pre-sheni can work both derech mekach and derech chilul. That explains me this price that we have. We're trying so hard. How do I get rid of this kedusha shvius on my money? And I could have made my own peros to become kadosh in the process. What I need him for? Why I have to sell it? Must be. Rabbi Elazar will hold that even pre-sheni only works derech mekach. And Rabbi Ashi is so that the Gemara is so taken by that argument. He says, you're right. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi must have said we misunderstood it. It must be Rav Ashi is going to hold. Amar Rav Ashi machlokas pre sheni. Really, the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is really pre sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says pre sheni you can do derech chilul if you want to. And Rabbi Yochanan says pre sheni you can do chilul if you want to. Derech chilul. And Rabbi Elazar would say no. But everyone agrees that pre rishon derech kol derech mekach in. Derech chilul lo, but everyone would agree pre-rishon has to be derech mekach and cannot be derech chilul. They only argue about pre-sheni. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Avadik tani echad shviyas ve'echad ma'aser sheni? Question mark. Didn't we say originally? We had a tani conversation with Rabbi Yochanan originally. What was the proof we had? We said echad shviyas ve'echad ma'aser sheni mischal and alayim echay both. Right, the bottom of Mem Beis. The tani conversation with Rabbi Yochanan was that we said whether shviyas whether ma'aser sheni, it's mischal ve'echad ma'aser sheni. What does that sound like? We thought it was the actual fruit, the actual pre-rishon. So what do you mean it can't be derech chilul? Mischalin? And we assume it was referring to the actual pre itself. So what do you mean pre-rishon, everyone agrees, only derech mekach, not derech chilul? This is Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. My shviz, what do you mean with the word shviz? What does shviz mean? It means dmei shviz. It didn't mean the actual fruit from Shemitah. It meant pre-sheni. It meant the thing that came off of the akusha that came from the fruit of Shemitah. Why are we saying that? Why are we so convinced? If you wouldn't say that's what it meant, so meiser mamish, that would mean that when you say meiser, it means actual meiser sheni items. How can I possibly be mischal meiser sheni onto a behema chayer oaf? Vuk, see if it says vetzarta kesef biadecha, that you have to davka. Oh, you can only transfer. You only pode the meiser sheni on a coin that has a tsura on it. Behema, Chai, and Oaf are off limits. How can I mischalel from Meiser Sheni Mamish onto a Behema, Chai, or Oaf? I couldn't be. So what must be? Rather, must be Ela Dmei Meiser. When it said Meiser Sheni, it didn't mean Meiser Sheni, it meant the May Meiser Sheni. Hachanami, here as well, when it says Shvius, it meant the May Shvius. That's how the Gemara ends. So the Maskana of the Gemara is as follows. Everyone agrees, Pre-Rishon, Derech Mekach in, Derech Chilul Lo. The Machlokas that they have is Davka, Derech, is Davka Pre-Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan holds Pre-Sheni, you can even do Derech Chilul. Rabbi Elazar says Pre-Sheni, you can only do Derech Mekach. We had a similar Machlokas we had regarding, not similar Machlokas, but a Machlokas also we had in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and the Chamim, regarding, in general, on the Mischalel, on a Behema, what can Mischalel on? Is it only on Shkutin, or even on Chayin? Also, Machlokas in the Gemara. And we'll stop over there.